welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Director of Marketing and Community Relations here at Northeast Mississippi Community College, and I'm your host for this weekly podcast that promotes all areas of our award-winning institution. We've got a great-looking lineup for you this week. In just a moment, we'll talk hoops with our women's basketball coach, Brenda Mays. Speaking of hoops, former Georgia Bulldog standout Kenny Paulugino will jump on board for his weekly segment. Beth Benson is one of our recruiters, and she has some important events coming up for future Northeast Tigers. And we'll also chat with Charlie Smart from our workforce department, as there are some new opportunities out there for adult education here at Northeast, so you don't want to miss that conversation. We tip it off, though, and there is a little pun with that, as we've got the head women's basketball coach, Brenda Mays, joining us in our Tiger Talk studio. And first of all, Coach, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Mr. Kohlmeyer.
I'll tell you what, the tip-off for the season right around the corner, November 6th against perennial power Shelton State here at home. How about some preseason impressions? What have you seen so far? I know you're young.
Well, what we've seen is that we have a slight advantage. We have a lot of quickness, and not only from our guard play, but from our inside play as well. So I think that's going to be an advantage for us this year. We actually got some of the local top contenders in the state that joined our program, so they've had that experience at the state level. So we're hoping that that's going to carry over into our school year. So we're excited about having those people join our forces. And also, we have a strong inside force from, you know, out of state, and our only out of state recruiter in Sherelle Jones. So she's one of our quickest people also. So we're excited about the newcomers and how they're going to add to our program.
Well, you mentioned the newcomers, and there are 12 new faces. Now, I know you're coming off a really nice season a year ago, but you don't have a lot of experience coming back. You mentioned one of the out-of-staters. How about some of the other newcomers that really caught your eye that you think that can have an immediate impact to help out the Lady Tigers?
Well, we have from here locally at Boonville, we have a Dallas Young, which was a Dandy Dozen. She was on the all-star team for the junior game, and also she played in the senior game and the Alabama-Mississippi game. So, you know, that's a newcomer that's coming off. We have Deja Rogan, a point guard from Ripley. The first time that Ripley had been to state in a while, mm-hmm. and she was a highly recruited point guard, so we're excited about having her join our forces. And, you know, both of those young ladies are from our five county area here, one here in Prentice County and the other in Tippecanoe, so we're excited about that. Another local player that, a couple players that we have Maria Lauderdale that has that state experience behind her belt along with the Dallas, and then we have LaJayla Turnage from Baldwin that's joined our forces here. And she's actually made some great contributions, some things that I haven't seen or I didn't see actually in our little inner squad game that we've had. And I thought, okay, she's going to be all right. And then one that hasn't hit the floor yet is Reagan Britt. And she had some medical issues, so we won't know if she's going to be a release until the 24th, so we're hoping that we have some good news from that. But if not, we have a lot of young ladies that actually is going to contribute to our program.
Well, that's wonderful. And, of course, I know you'll be relying on those three sophomores that you have as well. All right, I'm going to ask you to be an artist. All right, you got to try to paint the picture for all of us that are listening on Tiger Talk. What needs to happen for the Lady Tigers to have another successful season like you had a year ago?
I think the bonding, we've got a lot of talent, bond for them to come together, that cohesiveness. And once that takes place, we get a little of these, as we say in basketball talk, eliminate some of these little turnovers, just mental things, because they're excited, the adrenaline's flowing, and an increase in turnovers right now. But once they smooth those out and they bond together, they're a good group of girls, they work well together. And we just got to slow down a little bit and then speed up when we need to. And our quickness is going to be an attribute that's going to actually add to our program. So we're excited about that. And I think that once we get a few games under belt, and I know you mentioned earlier about Brianna Shelton State coming to town, that'll give us a good showing as to where we go from here. And we can take it as an advantage, or hopefully it's not going to be at a disadvantage, but if we contend with them, then we'll know we've got a good shot at making it back to where we were last year.
Well, that would be wonderful. First three games are at home, so we'll get a chance to check out the Lady Tigers right off the bat at Bonner Arnold Coliseum. Before I let you go, I know this place is very special to you. I'm just curious on what it feels like to coach one of the most tradition-rich programs, not only here in Mississippi, but Brenda, I mean, I'm talking about the South, and I think a lot of people, even country, nationwide, the respect level they have toward this Northeast women's basketball program. What's it like driving that bus?
Ooh, that's a very interesting question, Will. You know, I listened to the first podcast and President Ford, which was when I came here.
Right.
Coach Ford, and I was his first recruit. So actually being able to be a head coach here under him, the one that I played under while I was here in Northeast, was exciting in itself. And then to try to be the type or lay the type foundation with these new players as he did with us, it's exciting, but it's the adrenaline flow, that little nervousness to it. And my assistant and I talk about it all the time. You know, I wish we could instill in our players now, and what we're trying to do, how important it is to wear that black and gold. And wearing that black and gold and stepping in that Coliseum, and they just get pumped up. And I will say, one of our players, even for the inter squad game the other night, and I said, "What's wrong?" She said, "I'm just excited. I'm just ready to play." And then just for a small moment there, I thought, okay, she understands what it means to wear this black and gold. You know, you hit this floor and it's business. You know, it's business. You trying to make sure that you show the respect of those people that put those banners around that gym. And to be a part of that is a tradition that you can carry on for a lifetime. And so, you know, I may not have put those banners that are up there, I may not have been a part of the actual national runner-up or the national championship team, but I know the man that was in charge that was running that program, so I actually came in when he came, and I knew what kind of foundation he was trying to lay for this community, and I just hope I can do well to follow in that footstep.
Well, you are doing a wonderful job. You talked about your assistant coach, Kashina Sorrell Howard now. She knows all about that as well. She could light it up, couldn't she, back in the day? She probably still could.
She could. I mean, you know, they were that national run-up team, and they were 30-0, and they lost in that championship game. So she knows what it is, what it feels like, and she would love for us to get back there as a coaching staff with our girls.
Wonderful. Well, we're looking forward to the upcoming campaign. We can't thank you enough for your time here on this week's show, and keep up the great work.
Thank you, Will. We appreciate it.
You and your friends are listening to Tiger Talk. My next guest is Charlie Smart, who is the transition specialist, also career pathways coordinator here at Northeast. All this falling under the workforce development umbrella. And first of all, Charlie, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, there's a lot to talk about. And let's first of all get started by talking about Smart Start. What is that?
Well, a smart start, we want to get our students off to a good start. And as soon as they come to us, anyone who's looking for a high school equivalency diploma, GED, the first thing we want to do is teach them work skills. You know, we want them to know what employers tell us that they're looking for. And when we talk to industry people, you know, I say to them, you know, what do we really need to be teaching our students? And they invariably tell us we need to teach them what they call alarm clock skills. That is, you know, show up on time, show up after lunch on time, come back after lunch, that kind of thing. But also communication, teamwork, that sort of thing. And so they get a sort of a whirlwind introduction to that. And then they earn some national certifications, the career readiness certificate, which is actually a screening tool for a lot of industries. And that shows that they have work readiness. You know, they're ready to go to work. And they can even earn some college credit with a challenge exam at the end of the class. So it's just a good introduction to how the working world works and what employers are looking for.
Well, things have really changed over the years when it comes to adult education.
Yeah.
How about giving us a few examples?
Well, sure. Well, to start with, we have more options as far as the tests go. For years and years, GED was the only test that you could take that was accredited as a legal high school equivalency diploma, the legal equivalent of a high school diploma in the state of Mississippi. And last year, the state of Mississippi adopted two more. And the HISET and the TASC are what they're called. And so now students have more options, and more options is always good. And there's actually another option, too, for students to score high enough on that CRC, a career readiness certificate. They can do a couple other things, and they can earn a high school equivalency diploma that way. And I want to say real quick, now, this is not easy to do. It's not that we're just handing out diplomas to people who couldn't cut it in high school. It's every bit as difficult as going through four years of high school, you know, what we put them through. They have more options now. And the big change, though, is the scope of what we do. I mean, it used to be that people came in, our focus was on getting them their GED, and then good luck to you. You know, we hope you do well. We'll give you some guidance. And we really are committed now to taking them from being a high school dropout to a success story, top to bottom. I mean, they come in, we teach them those work-ready skills so that they're ready to go to work as soon as they finish with us, teach them what employers are looking for. Then we transition them directly into the GED, HSE classroom, HSE's high school equivalency. That's, we're trying to sort of rebrand ourselves as that now because, you know, it's more than just the GED. We cover the nuts and bolts of that and all the subjects and all the stuff they love to study with science and social studies and all that. And we get them finished with that, and then I'm the transitions guy. So I'm working with all of our students, and our instructors are too. Our instructors are wonderful at working with our students and helping them figure out what it is that they want to do. You know, right up front when they come in, I and our instructors are giving them career counseling. You know, we're helping them to see what possibilities are out there for them. There's more opportunity than ever before for our students with two-year degrees, and you can make some really good money and find some good work opportunities. And so I and our instructors help match the right training program with the right student. And then we move them on into a career tech two-year degree or a workforce training program, whatever fits their needs and what they want to do. So we take them from dropout to success story, bring them in and give them everything they need to find a satisfying career.
Well, that sounds like a terrific equation there. How about some of the challenges that some of these adult ed students face?
You know, I taught GED classes for a long time, and I still work with adult ed students every day. And the biggest barriers that they face really are internal. I mean, so many of our students have just been either told or shown or had communicated to them all their lives that they're never going to amount to anything. You know, it's heartbreaking sometimes. I remember walking into a class one time, and I asked my class, I said, I'm just going to come out and ask all of you, how many of you were ever told that you would never amount to anything when you were growing up? It was almost every hand went up,
wow.
Enthusiastically went up. And then I said, okay, how many of you were ever told you were stupid? And it was over half the class. It's not necessarily that they're being told this by mean people. You know, sometimes it's people who are stressed, people who are just trying to get them through, you know, and they just, things happen and things are said, you know. But especially when you're young, you're just so impressionable, you know. And so what we wind up trying to do a lot of times is to undo 17, 18, 19, 20 years of conditioning and encourage them. But that and obviously not having a high school diploma, oftentimes you're in a low-income situation and in adverse living situations. And it's really difficult to just be in survival mode and then still have the energy to try to move forward and do something good for yourself and for your family. So probably 75% of what I do is encouragement, just working with our students. They've had challenges that a lot of us have been fortunate not to have, and just help them move forward, help them see that if they can just stay with it, that what they're doing will help them and their families for generations to come, you know, to break that cycle and move forward. And so they really do face some difficult challenges, but it's just so rewarding to see them overcome it.
Well, I can just hear some folks right now that are listening to Tiger Talk or maybe know of someone that, like, wow, they need to get started on that. Well, how can a student get started to get back on track?
Well, they can come to any of our centers in any of our five locations. We have classes in all five of the counties that we serve. We have classes in Iuka, Corinth, Ripley, New Albany. Where are we? Boonville.
Mm-hmm.
Right
there you
here
go.
In Boonville. They can come to our centers if they know where they are. They can call me directly. My name is Charlie Smart, and my number here on campus is 720-7348. That's 720-7348. They can email me at ksmart@nemcc.edu. Or they can go to my department's Facebook page. You know, we have a Facebook page for my transitions program. They can just go to Facebook and they can search NEMCC Tiger Works. NEMCC Tiger Works. Inbox me and I'll tell them what to do.
That sounds great. Well, I can't thank you enough for your time on this week's show. I want to wish you and, of course, all of our folks in your department. I know that Smart Start to get started tonight, right?
Absolutely. We have a night classes starting October 24th tonight, and then the next day class starts October 30. So, folks, if you need a high school equivalency diploma, or if you need some additional training, you want to make a better life for yourself, call me or come by and see us. We're here to help you.
Thanks for what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Our next guest on this week's Tiger Talk is Beth Benson. She's one of our recruiters, also Title IX coordinator here at Northeast Mississippi Community College. And first of all, Beth, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here this week.
Well, we're excited to have you on board on this week's show. And, of course, this Friday, October 27th, will be our third and final day of Northeast Now. And this is a major event here at the college. We bring in all the high school seniors inside our district, and I'm sure we'll probably have close to 600 on hand. And it's a big deal for us because we get the opportunity to showcase all that Northeast has to offer.
Yes, exactly. The past two that we've already had this year have gone just, it's just been awesome so far. So we're looking forward to having our last big event this Friday, like you said, the 27th. We have some of our in-district high schools, and we have three out-of-district high schools that are coming this Friday. So we try to make it bigger and better every year.
Well, mission accomplished, and it's all hands on deck. I mean, everybody at the college is involved.
Yes, everybody. All of the faculty is involved. All of the staff is involved. Like you said, we have about 600 students on campus each Friday. We have our student workers involved, dividing them up into groups. It's just a really fun day. They get to see the band perform, the cheerleaders perform, a campus country concert. We feed them in the cafeteria. And they can see a lot of different tracks that they can take once they graduate from high school and come to Northeast.
Well, we definitely have a lot to offer to these students. And, of course, let's not confuse Northeast Now with campus visits, because campus visits are also very important here.
Yes. So Northeast Now is a big fun day where there's a lot of people here. You can hang out with all your friends. And you kind of get, like, a general idea about what college is going to be like for you once you graduate. Campus visits are important, on the other hand, because you can come with just you, or you and a group of your close friends, or you and your parents, whoever you want to bring with you on a campus visit, and we kind of make it more individualized. So you'll get to speak to people who might be your advisor one day. You can tell us specific programs that you're interested in. We can go see dorm rooms. We can get you in touch with Mr. Mitchell with the band, or any other clubs and organizations that you're interested in. You can have kind of a one-on-one conversation with those people while you're here for your campus visit.
Sounds like a great deal. Now, there's a couple other topics I want to discuss with you here today. First of all, how about dual enrollment? That's really picked up, hasn't it?
Yes. So dual enrollment has just burst. I mean, there's feels like thousands of students who are dual enrolled. I think we have about 500 to 700 each semester now, but it's a big deal here at Northeast. Dual enrollment is whenever you can take college classes while you're still in high school. So a lot of students are getting dual credit along with their dual enrollment. So maybe if they're taking English Comp 1 and 2, that could count for high school level English 3 and 4. So they're kind of knocking two birds out with one stone. So while you're finishing up your college degree and getting ready to graduate from your high school degree, and getting ready to graduate from high school, you can also get a head start on the classes that you're going to be taking in college.
That's
so
a
lot of students, they like take up to 15 hours dual enrollment. You can take more than that, but through Northeast, if you take 15 hours, you can defer that and you never have to pay for it with the tuition guarantee option that we have here at Northeast. So it's free college. It's a whole semester of free college that you could possibly take while you're still in high school.
Well, you can't beat free, that's for darn sure. And of course, for folks that have already decided they want to come to Northeast, or even if you're thinking about coming to Northeast next year, you better get that housing application filled out.
Yes, that is the most important thing to do right now. Even if you haven't applied to Northeast, even if you haven't filled out your FAFSA for your financial aid, even if you haven't applied for any scholarships, the number one most important thing to do right now, if you're a senior in high school and you plan to live on campus, is to get that housing application into us. So you fill out the form. You can get it online at nemcc.edu, and you turn it back into us, and it's a $100 deposit. So what that dorm deposit does in the housing application, it will hold you a room. So how the dorms work at Northeast is that we don't have enough dorm space for the amount of people who want to live on campus. So how we kind of go about figuring out who gets to live in a dorm is whoever turns in their housing application first gets the first choice of the dorm that they want. So it's a first-come, first-served basis. So I would suggest, even if you aren't sure if you're going to live on campus, go ahead and get that housing application turned in, because then if you decide to, you're guaranteed to get a room. Wow. If you decide to not live on campus after you turn it in, as long as you let us know by July 1st of 2018, then we'll get you your money back and it's nothing against you.
That sounds great. That makes sense, too. No question about that. Now, I heard you talk about FAFSA in there.
Yes.
Financial aid. How about some financial aid concerns that people might have? What do they need to be doing?
So I guess my little short 30-second spiel about financial aid is there's three levels to financial aid: federal level, state level, and institutional level. So we always start out with the federal level, and that is money from a Pell Grant or student loans. So if you've ever heard the word FAFSA, Pell Grant, or federal financial aid, it all means the same thing. And you can start applying for that starting on October the 1st. So right now, since it's the middle of October, you can go ahead and start applying for that, even though you won't be in college until next fall. The federal part of financial aid, it all has to do with how much money your parents make. So you have to have your parents' Social Security numbers to fill this out. You might want to do it with your parents there in case you have any questions. But it's based on your parents' tax returns. So that's federal. Then we have state money that you can get. MTAG and Mississippi Eminent Scholar. There's a few more grants out there that you can get with the state financial aid. It's going to be a little bit less money, but that money you get, it doesn't depend on how much money your parents make. All you have to get MTAG is a 15 on your ACT and at least a 2.5 high school GPA. So then that's guaranteed money, free money from the state of Mississippi in your pocket that you never have to pay back. And then the third level is institutional scholarships and outside scholarships. So apply. Don't not apply for a scholarship because you think it's going to take up too much of your time. One day on a Saturday when you don't have anything else to do, just wake up and tell yourself, this is the day that I will apply for scholarships. And just sit down and do it, because chances are other people aren't taking the time to apply for those scholarships. So you want to make sure to get those applications in and hopefully get the money that you need to come to college.
Sounds like a great game plan. No doubt about that. I'll tell you what, our time just flew by today, Beth. But in case somebody might have a question for you or Georgie or the other members of your team here at Northeast, what's the best way they can get a hold of you?
The best way to get a hold of me personally, I always have my phone with me, so I have my email all the time. It's elbenson, B-E-N-S-O-N, at nemcc.edu. And then you can call Northeast and just ask for the recruiting office, and they'll send you to one of us, and any of us are happy to talk with you and happy to set up an appointment for you. Also, we have a new Twitter account, which I think we mentioned in previous podcasts, but we have a Twitter account at Ask NEMCC. So if you have any questions, and it's just kind of like a simple question that you can type out in 140 characters or less, shoot those to us, and we will email you back as soon as we get those, within 24 hours. So please utilize that. I know a lot of high school students these days are on Twitter, so that's a big plus for us.
That's a nice avenue, no doubt about that. Well, Beth, I can't thank you enough for your time, and you and your crew keep up the great work here at Northeast.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Time now to bring in my teammate inside the Community Relations and Marketing Department here at Northeast, Kenny Paul Gino. As always, he joins me talking about what's coming up at Northeast, what's happening at Northeast, and first of all, welcome to the show this week.
Yes, sir, and glad to be here.
I'll tell you what, it's hard to believe, but the football season will come to a close this Thursday night for Northeast. The Tigers will host one of the nation's top teams, Northwest, 6:30 kickoff at Tiger Stadium, and boy, I'll tell you what, Coach Greg Davis and his Tigers nearly pulled off what would have been the win of the year. What a shootout Saturday afternoon down in Goodman.
We had a big offensive shootout. I think 49 points is the most Northeast has scored, I think, in 3 years.
Yeah, it's been a while since the Tigers have posted 49.
So a little controversial call there towards the end, which prevailed Holmes for the win. So we'll keep that on the down low. But Tigers, a big week this week, Northwest. One of the, I think, now number two in the nation overall. So big week for the Tiger football team.
Of course, we'll have the big pep rally on Thursday in front of Ramsey Hall here on the Northeast campus at 12:10. And you're right, it was a tough loss the other day. Blake Long, our sports information director, said it was the toughest loss that he's seen for football in the 5 years he's been here. But I tell you what, Hunter at quarterback, Minor at wide receiver, they had career days, so maybe the Tigers can get more of that same offense this Thursday night.
Let's see if they can provide another great offensive matchup and be fun to watch.
It will be fun to watch. I tell you what also was fun to watch this past Saturday. While the football team was playing at Holmes, we hosted the 35th annual Northeast Marching Band Championships. It went extremely well. Had a nice chat with the Northeast band director, Brian Mitchell, who was on Tiger Talk last week, and he was all smiles today. So mission accomplished on another terrific band festival.
We had a great turnout. A lot of bands came, and also a lot of parents and friends, so it was fun to watch. Congratulations to South Pontotoc High School on winning the band competition.
That was wonderful. Had more than 1,000 folks on hand for that event. Also, speaking of events that are coming up, Ray Harris is the Fine Arts Division head here at Northeast. He's also the Phi Theta Kappa advisor, and we had a nice visit with him the other day. And last week, we officially launched our 2017 Food for Families canned food drive at his PTK chapter meeting. That's always a big deal for us here at Northeast as we take on our rivals from Itawamba in this.
Yes, it's for a great cause, too. The PTK Food for Families food drive, it launched last week. It's in competition against ICC, so we always want to beat ICC. So
that's right.
If you want to donate your cans, faculty, staff, anybody, you can drop them off at the SGA office in the Union. And you want to have all your cans dropped off by Wednesday, November 14th, by noon.
That sounds good. So once again, drop off the cans at the SGA office in the Union. And as Kenny Paul just mentioned, deadline is November 14th. Another one of the many activities that the Phi Theta Kappa chapter here at Northeast is involved with. Keep up the great work, Kenny Paul. Appreciate you being on the show.
Yes, sir. As always, go Tigers.
The old Tigers is right. And with that, we wrap up this edition of Tiger Talk. Special thanks to Jeffrey Powell and Michael Miller for all their help behind the scenes each week right here on Tiger Talk. So for Brenda Mays, Beth Benson, Charlie Smart, and Kenny Paul Gino, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying so long. We thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.